The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has formally apologized to Sasheen Littlefeather, the Native American woman who famously took to the Oscar stage in 1973 on behalf of Marlon Brando and refused to accept the Best Actor Prize in protest against Hollywood's depictions of indigenous people. Littlefeather, now 75, was heckled and subjected to racist abuse and was essentially blacklisted as an actor after the incident. Since the Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade in June, millions of people have faced new barriers to abortion access. But for many Native people, especially those living on reservation land, these kinds of obstacles feel especially familiar. Native American tribes are sovereign nations that have a government-to-government relationship with the United States. In practice, decades of state and federal laws have limited tribal nations' ability to provide reproductive health services, leaving Native people with disproportionate barriers to abortion access. Indian Collective, a Rapid City-based group focusing on indigenous rights, was featured on the CNN program United Shades of America on Sunday night. During the hour-long show, Indian Collective, along with other Native leaders from South Dakota, focused on the Land Back movement. Land Back is about reclaiming indigenous lands and getting land back into the indigenous hands to reclaim everything stolen from us when we were forcibly removed, Crystal Tubles, director of Indian Collective's Land Back campaign, told host W. Kamau Bell. The show took place in the Black Hills, the seat of Indian Collective's Land Back movement. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.